Take your Bible. Turn to the 98th Psalm. Psalms 98. The Bible says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world and the people with equity." I won't preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this salt, Brother Charles, offerings of praise. Offerings of praise. I won't say tonight that God is worthy of our praise, amen? He's worthy of everything, anything, any good thing that we could ever say about Him. He's worthy of that praise. And I'm glad that we can come together. We do come together. And just about every time somebody's got something good to say, I won't say praise God. You know, Mama always said, you can't say something nice, I won't say nothing at all. But praise God, I'm glad we can come together in the Lord's name and say, Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. He's a blessed hope that we have, and I'm so glad for that this evening. I'm glad I don't have to put my faith and trust in some man that's a human man, an earthly man, but I'm glad I have my trust in my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ that's sitting at the right hand of God to make intercession for you and me. I know so many times we come short in this world today which we live. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's already overcome the obstacles that we face. That's why the psalmist would say, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song." Praise God, we ought to have a new song every day in our heart as God gets us up. And he said, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I'm glad God gives us a new day every day, gives us a new opportunity every morning to wake up, praise God with a new and a fresh start. Get up just praising Him. I look out the window and I see that new day, Brother Bill. I say, glory, hallelujah. What a day the Lord has made. Hey, it don't matter if it's snowing. It don't matter if it's raining. It don't matter if it's frost on the ground. I praise God it's still a good day because God's made it and He's allowed us to be partakers in it. What a God we serve that would love us enough. I pray God He'd make us a place where we could dwell in the presence of God. I said, in the presence of God right here on this earth. Praise God ministers to our hearts, ministers to us, and ministers through us, and gives us encouragement, shows us, praise God, that He's there with us to guide us and lead us, to get us through this life, and prepare us for one that's better. Amen. Amen. One day, in a little while, we're going to see a better place. But we see the Lord as He lays this thing out. He said, "He hath done marvelous things." Now, I want you to notice something about God. He's a God of marvelous things. Have you ever noticed how marvelous God is? Some of the most magnificent things that you've ever seen in this world is just the hand of God. Those little babies that you see, just a miracle of God, the marvelous grace of God. Praise the Lord. When they take that little old baby and they hand it that mama for the first time, that's just the marvelous hand of God. Amen. God Almighty is just a God of marvelous things. Hey, so many marvelous things, praise God, that we can see that come from the Lord. Hey, we see it every day as God begins to work. We see the marvelous thing and we see the power that He has. Amen. The power that God has. He has a power. He said He had all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. All power. All the power He needs. All the power we need. Amen. It's not a God. Ain't you glad God's not a God that hoards it up for Himself? But He has power on heaven and earth. Praise God. He extends it down to us. Praise the Lord. He energizes us. He empowers us. Praise God with His truth and His love and His mercy and His grace. I'm talking about those marvelous things He has through His power. Praise God that He bestows on you and me. Amen. Amen. It's there to be had if we want it. Praise the Lord. It's there to be had. He said that marvelous, he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Now I want you to see where that victory comes in. That victory comes in through Jesus Christ our Lord. That right hand and that holy arm, amen, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That could be none other than Christ Almighty. Praise God, who's at the right hand of the Father. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who makes intercession for us with the Father. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that right hand of power. Praise His holy name. Amen. God gives us that power through our Lord. That's God's power that's ministered down to us because Jesus Himself told us that He had all power in heaven and earth. Praise God. He said it belonged to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has power from on high. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Praise God. He is my power that I have. Amen. Without Him, I'd be weak and nothing. But because of Him, praise God, we have power, the power of God. Look at 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, the Bible says this. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse 18. He said, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Ain't you glad for that? So how do you ever get to God? Praise God, you got to come through Jesus Christ. Amen. If anybody's ever going to come to the Lord, praise God, they're going to come to God, they're going to come through Jesus Christ. He said, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. That's talking about that. He's saying that resurrection is required. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, by which also He went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient when once in the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. And like figure whereunto, even putting away of the filth of the flesh, even baptism doth not also now save us, not the putting away of the flesh, a filth of the flesh, but the anchor of a good conscience toward God. Now watch this, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels, now you say, you talk about, preacher, you really believe Jesus has all that power? It says He does.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and is on the right hand of God, verse 22, angels and authorities and powers being subject unto Him. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, these powers and these victory. And the Lord said, we ought to just sing and praise the marvelous glory of God because of what God's done, because of His right hand and His holy arm, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. He's already got the victory. It's through the power, praise the Lord, of Christ, our Savior, that we're empowered today. And when we just plead the blood of Jesus, when He cry out to His name, when we put our faith and trust in Him, amen. Praise God. Something happens in your life. Praise God. There's a newness in your life. There's an awareness that comes into our minds that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. The power begins to move in us. We begin to see and sense and feel the power of God. He begins to do things for us that we never thought we could do for ourselves. Amen. Amen. He begins to take you away from things. Your attitudes change. You get to realizing there's some things that you used to do that you can't do no more because your want-tos change. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, when Jesus saved me, praise God, my want-tos begin to change. I went through a period of sanctification. God's a changing us and molding us and making us and likeness and image of our dear Savior. And we become more and more like Him every day. That ought to be our goal.
Amen.
Amen. To be more and more like our Savior today, because our victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The power that we have in Him, that's God's power manifest to us. So we ought to be like the psalmist. We ought to praise and give God glory, praise the Lord, for His marvelous gifts to us. The hope that we have, the power and the victory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. He's already overcome all the obstacles that we could ever face. There's nothing that we have will ever face that Jesus hasn't already been there.
Amen.
He knows the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows our weakness and our lack of strength, praise God. But we can just call upon Him for help, praise the Lord, and He's there to help us. He manifests His power to us. Amen. When we get to praising God and giving Him the glory, amen, we begin to go right into the throne room of grace. We get to go before our Heavenly Father, praise God, and see His power manifest. the power of praise. In John chapter 14, the Bible says in verse number 12, and we're talking about the power of Christ. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Amen. He said, if we'll believe on him, said the power that we see the Lord Jesus. Jesus done many marvelous works while he was here. The miracles he performed, the actions that he had while he was here on this earth, because but he said, praise God, if we'll trust and believe on the Lord, amen, said we can have the same kind of power to manifest in people's lives. And see, Christ is in us the hope of glory, and they can begin to exalt him and lift him up and lift ourselves up and bring themselves out. Praise God. They say, get yourself by your bootstrings and pull yourself up. I want to say, praise God, just get a hold of the hand of Jesus and he'll bring you up. And the Bible teaches us, Jeremiah said, Brother Jeff, if he'll bring you up, that he'll bring you out. Amen. He won't hang you out over the pit of hell. Amen. Praise God. He'll bring you out. He'll put you on a solid foundation. And when we begin to ask that we might receive the goodness of God because we love him and we appreciate him and we're looking to him and we're expecting him to do wonderful, marvelous things because we have the blessed hope. That's success. That's hope, faith with expectation today. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. My hope ain't in anything this world has to offer. My hope is in Jesus Christ, my wonderful Savior, and what he has done for me. He said, greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now watch this, verse 14. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said, preacher, I don't know about that. I've asked things in Jesus' name and he ain't come through. Amen. He said, we have to pray believing to receive. Amen. We got to pray believing, praise God, to receive the power of God. He said, well, how do I receive the power of God? In John chapter 15, he's talking about the vine and the branches. He said that branch has to be grown in real tight to the vine. Amen. In order to be nurtured and receive those things that the vine has to offer. Amen. And what we got to do, we got to dig in real close to the vine. Amen. We got to be branches, praise God, that's willing to receive our substance from God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ so that we can grow into the likeness of our Savior. Praise his holy name. It says John 15 and 7. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Now listen to this. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. He said, if you'll take what I tell you and you'll believe it. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today that hear it, but they don't believe it. Hello? A whole lot of people today hear it, but they don't believe it. Or they're like them billy goats. They go around butting. But God. But God. Amen. Praise God. We're supposed to be sheep. If the Lord says it, praise God, we're just supposed to believe it and follow. Amen. Amen. He said, if ye abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He said, that's how we get the things from God. Amen. Said, we abide in him. We trust in him. We look at his word. We believe in his word. Praise God. We follow in his footsteps. Praise God. Believing that we might receive the things of God. Amen. And praise the Lord. You say, well, how do you do that? By offering up praises to the Lord. That's how you get close to him. You just get to praising him. I'll tell you, it don't matter how bad you feel. Amen. It don't matter how bad you feel, Brother Jeff. You get the feeling, hey, the worse you feel, praise God, the more you ought to praise him. You say, "Well, preacher, that's hard." Yeah, it's hard. But praise God, when you get to praise Him, when you don't feel like it, I tell you, don't take long till the feeling comes. Hallelujah, glory to God. And something that begins to stir up down inside you, and you get to can't help it, and you don't care, and you just get to praising God, and you get to lifting up your hands, and you get to say, "Glory, hallelujah, what a Savior I have." Amen. And the mully grubs is all gone. Peace be still comes upon your heart, and all of a sudden, hey, something takes place down in your soul. Amen. Hey, glory be to God that you never thought you'd have. Amen. You thought, "Well, I thought I'd be down here for a long time, praise God, down here in this old valley." But you get to praising and glorifying God, and the next thing you know, you're a shouting on the mountaintop. Amen. Praise God. You know how the best way to get out of the valley is? Shout your way out. Amen. Praise God. Just to get to shouting and praising God. Just giving Him glory. Say, "Lord, I know where I'm at now, but glory to God, I know You're here with me." And just like those three Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace, praise the Lord, You're there with me. And when I come out on the other side, You're still going to be with me. And I'm just going to be shouting and praising and giving You glory. Amen. Praise God. Offering up praises to God for His goodness, His mercy. Amen. His marvelous things that He's done for us. The power that He bestows upon us. The power that you and I have tonight through Christ Jesus our Lord. The magnificent power of God. He said it's manifest to us to just ask Him. Amen. Think what happened last Sunday night. We got to getting some things under the blood. Amen. Just pleading the blood of Jesus Christ, praise God. Ask Him to touch our hearts and touch us in our sinfulness, praise God. Forgive us of our sin. Amen. We started looking to abide in our Savior. Amen. We got to want to draw closer to Him. He said He'd draw nigh to us if we'd draw nigh to Him. Amen. That's what James said. He said, if you want to get close to Him, praise God, if you'll try to get close, He said, if you'll move up just a little bit, He'll move up a whole lot. See, He's our Heavenly Father is like that prodigal's father. He's looking down the road, and no matter how far you've went, praise God, He loves you, and He's anticipating you coming back. He's looking for you to come back because He loves you so much. He wants to be near you, and when you turn from yourself and you turn to the Father, praise God, He'll meet you on the road. He'll grab you around the neck. He'll love you up unto Himself. Praise God, He'll kiss you. He'll put shoes on your feet and a ring on your hand. Praise God, He'll love you up. He'll kill the fatted calf. Praise God, and He'll make a party for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Preacher, I don't know if God do all that for me." Yeah. See, that's the thing about being a child of the King. Amen. See, God don't show favoritism. He loves us all the same. I've heard people tell me, say, "Well, Pastor said, you don't know how bad I've been." Amen. Praise God. You don't know how good God is. Amen. You don't know how merciful and forgiving He is. You don't know what the blood of Christ can do. It can cover a multitude of sins. If we'll confess our sin and forsake them, praise God. Jesus Christ, come in, save our heart, move our life, take us out of our woefulness and bring us into a perfect peace with Him. A peace and a righteousness that belongs to God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. Amen. I've told you before, I didn't know what that was till we went to Israel. And the filthy rags was those rags that they would use to bind up the wounds of lepers. Leprosy is unhealed and there's no cure. And so they would take those rags, and once they took them off those lepers, they just had to be cast away. God said, that's what our righteousness is. As filthy rags that bind up the wounds of leopards. But He said, praise God, the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect and a pure righteousness. And we come under the envelope of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can come with power. We come with praise, thanking Him and giving God the glory for what He's done, what He's manifesting Himself in our lives, how we're seeing Christ moving through our lives and your life and our family's life. And He's just marching on through the decades and the centuries, through these mountains, praise God. He just keeps marching on. And He's wanting somebody, He's recruiting, wanting people to march with Him, praise God. And I'm glad there's still a few, praise the Lord, here, there, and yonder, that's still willing to stand up and say, "Lord, I'll go." Amen. Praise God. A soldier bound for glory. Praise the Lord, looking for Jesus Christ, the power in His might to get us to where we need to be. That's how we get there, praise God, by asking of the Lord so we can receive that power. Amen. Praise God. He said the Lord in Psalm 98, He said, the Lord hath made known His salvation, His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. The Lord made known His salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's not of it. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. But it's the righteousness of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of earth have seen the salvation of God. He said, listen, people will stand with no excuse. There'll not be no excuse when they stand before the Lord and say, well, I didn't know. I mean, we're living a day and hour now, praise God. There's no reason that you shouldn't know about the Lord Jesus Christ. People's proclaiming Him all over the world. Amen. You can, if you got any unction at all, you can look it up, you can Google it, and you can find, if you look hard enough, a good godly Bible preaching preacher, praise God, that'll tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody will inform you and we'll stand excuse. I preached out of Romans 1 over one time several years ago here about what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? He'll stand without an excuse. The Bible said the gospel's been preached to the whole world. So a preacher, there's people in the world that don't know nothing about Him because the Bible said they choose to forget God.
Amen.
He said, preacher, how could that be? But it's happening in the world today. We got half of our society that's voted to leave God out. Amen. They voted not to make any mention of God and not to even mention the Lord Jesus Christ. People will say, well, you can pray just so you don't mention Jesus. And if you don't mention Jesus, you ain't praying. He said, if you're going to have anything, you've got to pray in My name. Amen. He said, if you want anything, you've got to pray in the name of Jesus. He said, if you're going to ask anything, you've got to ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that makes it happen. He's that power sitting on the right hand. Praise God. It intercedes for you and me. Praise the Lord. It ministers to us the marvelous things of God. That's why He'd say, verse 1 and 4, He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. He said, God's people ought to be making a noise today. Amen. Let me ask you a question. What are we afraid of? What are we afraid of? Why are we so afraid? Why are we so terrified to mention the name of Jesus? I mean, we ought to just go out in the whole world just tell them about Jesus, about His salvation, praise God how good He is. I've told you before, God opened up a door. Yep. Somebody say, boy, it's a pretty day. I ain't say, glory, hallelujah, boy, ain't God good? Yep. Amen. Praise God. It don't take much to get a door open, praise the Lord, if you're looking for it. God begins to move in our hearts. He begins to manifest Himself to us. We begin to see Him. We begin to praise Him and offer up praises. That's what God wants us to do. To offer up praises unto the Lord. I was looking through these. If you go back to Psalm 92. Psalm 92 verse 1 said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name. Now watch this. And sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. To show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning, in Thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon a psaltery, and upon a harp with a solemn sound. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy word. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. Praise God. He said, praise the Lord. We have reason to magnify and worship God because of His goodness and His mercy. What God has done for us, praise God, that we couldn't do for ourselves. Jesus said Himself, said, you can do nothing without Me. Amen. John, I believe that.
Amen.
I believe that. I tried to do a lot of things without Him, and I fell flat on my face. But praise God, I'm glad when I asked the Lord to help me. Praise God, hey listen, I may fumble and I may stumble around, but praise God, God's always brought me through. Amen, brought me through shouting and praising and giving God glory. He said we ought to give thanks to Him for today and for tonight and for His faithfulness to us. We'd praise His holy name. Psalms 95, He says this in verse number 1. He says, oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. He's the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He said we ought to come before Him with praise upon our lips. We ought to come before Him with thanksgiving in our hearts for the magnificent manna that He give us, for the opportunity of salvation, for the blessed hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, a hope of salvation. Praise God. The hope of eternal life with the Lord Jesus. Amen. A marvelous place He's gone to prepare for those that's prepared for that place. Praise God. Offerings of praise to the Lord. Amen. In order to be on the lips of every born-again child of God we have today. Amen. In Psalms 96, He says this, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day." That's every day, all day. Praise God. We ought to be praising the Lord. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Praise His holy name. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. He said we ought to come in praising God. Amen. I've told you before, every time these doors are open, we ought to come in prayed up and ready to worship God. Come in with a bundle of dry wood, praise God, to throw on the fire and just come in worship. See God kindle up a fire down in our hearts, a fire of love and compassion, a fire of the ministry of Christ Jesus in our souls. Somebody that'll come through that door and see Christ in us and realize that they serve. Something that's taking place. There's a fire kindled at Stony Fort Baptist Church, and it's burning brighter and brighter. The fire's getting a warmer, praise God. It's a nice place to be on a cold winter day. Amen. Praise God, where the Lord just meets with us on purpose. He begins to manifest. I'm talking about offering up praises to God. Amen. When we come offering up praises to God, God begins to manifest Himself to us. He says in Psalm 98:4, it said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth." He says, "Offer up praises to the Lord." So who does He say that to, Pastor Jeff? He says to all of us. The Lord's speaking to us. Amen. He says, "Offer up praises to God." Amen. You, me, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, if I couldn't shout, if I couldn't say nothing, I'd get me a pot and a spoon and I'd beat it. Amen. For the glory of God, if I could, amen, I ain't much of a singer, but praise God, I'm going to lift up my voice and I'm going to say glory, hallelujah. Thank God for all He's doing. The power that He manifests in my life, the unction that I have of Him. Praise God for His guidance and His leadership, the strength that we have, praise God, to persevere and press on just a little further. You know, He gives us power day by day. And every day we ought to get up and praise Him for today because what He's going to give us tomorrow. Amen. I've told you before I get up, every morning before I get up, I say, "Lord, please help me. I'm a perfect and a righteous man. I haven't done anything wrong. But in a minute, I'm going to sling my feet out of this bed and I'm going to need all the help I can get." Amen. Praise the Lord. And I ask Him to walk with me and talk with me and lead me and guide me and show me the way. And then before I pillow my bed, and I said, "Thank you, Lord, for being with me today, for keeping me from being myself and being more like You." So I wouldn't be caught up in this old flesh. And I'd just give Him praise and honor and glory for the touch and the tug that He's had on my life. You ever think about how the Lord... Every day you get to thinking about it, how He's tugged on you in one way or another. Amen. You know, something to run through your mind or something, and you just say, "Jesus, Jesus," and it just keeps on going. Sometimes we think, well, you know, if I think stuff, then I've sinned. No, thinking, when you meditate on it, it becomes sin. Hello? Praise God, but when you say Jesus, Jesus, and you just run that stuff on through, praise God, I'm going to tell you, that junk can't hang out where Jesus is. Amen, praise God. It has to flee. Amen, praise God. The devil has to flee. I said that one time, and we got in the car, Mia's about 3 years old, and she said, Grandma, she said, Papa said the devil had fleas. Amen. I said, he does. Stay away from him. You get on you. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Because he'll keep the devil. He'll make the devil flee. He'll keep him away from you. Amen. The devil's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time. But he'll sidetrack you if you'll let him. But the Lord says in these Psalms, Brother Jeff, what I understand in my simple mind, if I just keep praising the Lord every day, just giving God glory, and be thankful for Him and who He is, I mean, offering up praises to God every day of my life, praise God, I'm going to come out of this thing prosperous. I'm going to come out of thing victorious because Jesus Christ has already won the battle. He's already won the fight, praise God, and if we stay with the Lord and just keep praising God, we're going to be winners too. We already are. If you're a born-again child of God, praise the Lord, you just count yourself as a winner. Names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. Old Brother Bill said he don't have an eraser. Amen. Written in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we put our faith and trust in Him, and one day we'll stand with Him. Praise His holy name. And then we'll just continue to offer up praises to Him all the days of our life. Amen. Hey, listen, there's nowhere to quit. I know we're living a day. The Bible said in the last days there'd be a falling away. But Paul said we're not those that fall back into perdition. We're not of those that'll be made useless. But we'll keep on being productive for the Lord. We'll keep being fruitful. Just lifting up the name of Jesus. Magnifying His name. Lifting up God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the precious old King James Bible that we have. That speaks to our heart and gives us the hope that we have, that we need. To persevere in this world that we live in and finish well just with praises upon our lips and thanksgiving from our heart. Praise God. We just come through a time of thanksgiving and we offer up thanks and praises to the Lord. And I think some of us got a hold of something there. We come out on the other side with truly thankful for what the Lord's doing. Amen. And we can't quit now. We can't slow down. Can't back up. We just need to keep offering up praises. Offering up praises to God every day for everything that He does for us. For the accomplishments we have and the things that we don't accomplish but we can't get through. But praise God, God does. Because He gives us the power to do it. He says in closing in 98, verse number 9, He said, before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity. Now He didn't say equality. There's a whole lot of people today that's saying we need equality. Well, equality is about an individual group receiving some sort of resource or opportunity. But God looks at us differently. He looks at and He allocates the resources to those that He thinks need it. He evaluates each person individually. And He's there to meet the needs of an individual person. Amen. That's equity. That's what God does. God said, I'm here to meet your needs. You know what He's saying there? And I'm done. I offer up praises because He's there to take care of you just like He takes care of me. Individuals, praise God, because that's who He is. He's an individual God who loves us all the same. Amen.